This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. About 90 minutes north of Winnipeg, thousands of red-sided garter snakes are emerging from underground limestone caverns. Each spring, the Narcisse Snake Dens becomes one of the largest snake gatherings on the planet. And thanks to cooler weather this year, the window to see it is still open, says wildlife biologist with Manitoba Natural Resources and Indigenous Features, Melanie DePena.
This year was definitely a little bit more delayed than other years, especially with the melt. It took a long time for that snow to disappear, and there is still a little bit of snow around some of the dens, den four especially.
Despite the slower start, activity is already building.
So right now, dens two and three are the most active. There are a couple hundred snakes that are active at the dens. They're starting their mating rituals. Den one only has about a handful, maybe about 20, 30 snakes. In den four, there's no snakes because there's the snow that's still located inside the den.
Each year, the timing and number of snakes varies, but activity typically peaks later in May. What makes this site so unique lies beneath the surface. Over thousands of years, water has carved tunnels and crevices into limestone bedrock, creating the perfect shelter from Manitoba's harsh winters.
So it's very special. Other snakes might have to find, you know, a ground squirrel hole or a deep crevice or a rock hole just to survive the winter. But because of the dens and the pits and the areas, they're able to, a whole bunch of snakes gather all together and survive the winter.
Below the frost line, tens of thousands of snakes spend the winter in brumation, the reptile version of hibernation. When spring arrives, transforming the pits into a swirling, living landscape.
It's very neat. It's considered one of the largest congregations of snakes in the world due to this, because it's specialty habitat that allows the snakes to survive the winter. And then also, Narcisse area is home to a lot of grassland, aspen parkland, and then wetlands. And that's perfect for feeding for the snakes as well. So you have the perfect place to overwinter, and then you have great summer habitat to feed and survive.
As they emerge, males gather first, waiting for the females. When the females later appear, the snakes form dense mating balls before eventually dispersing to nearby wetlands and grasslands. Unlike many reptiles, garter snakes give birth to live young later in the summer.
The number will vary. It's usually about 30 or so baby snakes that are born each year. They're called snakelets. They're really, really tiny, maybe about the size of your finger, a little bit longer. But there's been reports of litters of being up to over 100.
The thing about snakes is that many people do not like them. Roughly one-third of people report feeling anxious about snakes. However, DePena said that's another great part of the area, the educational opportunities to change fear and anxiety into wonder and appreciation.
A number of times we've had visitors come out who had said that they were scared, and then after getting a chance to experience and see the snakes and be surrounded by so many and realizing that, you know, especially how the snakes, they're doing their own thing. They're not interested in what we're doing. As long as we're giving them the space and respecting that, they are, you know, completely happy to go about their existence. So I think education is going to be one of the top tier ways to get people invested.
Thousands of visitors, including school groups and tourists from around the world, make the trip each year. On peak days, as many as 3,000 people visit the dens to witness this spectacle firsthand.
This is something that's very special to Manitoba that people don't get to experience this a lot. We have visitors coming from all over the place. People come from the States. People come from other countries just for the sole purpose of seeing the snake dens.
With cooler temperatures stretching the season, there's still time to experience one of Manitoba's most extraordinary natural events. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.